Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A strong report, a reflection, no doubt, of the overall strength of the ag economy in recent years. That's how Farm Credit Mid-America President and CEO Bill Johnson characterized the lending co-op's very impressive numbers just released for 2012.
I think if you look at our business, we're really a reflection of our customer base being a cooperative. And we continue to make good, steady progress. We had a very good earnings year, and that was even in spite of some areas that were under severe drought. But we saw some of the risk management practices of our customers continue to improve, and most weathered that storm, or lack of storm in the case of last summer, pretty well.
The group's earnings reached $288 million, up 3.6% over 2011, with owned and managed assets at $19.7 billion, up 7.5%. Johnson said part of their success was, whenever possible, their efforts to lower long-term risk for clients.
And one of those ways in risk management is to, now in historically low interest rates, to be able to lock in their long-term debt into a fixed rate. And in fact, last year we converted over 32,000 loans to a lower interest rate to take advantage of this environment, and most of those were on a fixed rate basis.
Those conversions, he said, will lead to client savings on those loans of $127 million over the next 3 years. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As mentioned in the first segment, Farm Credit Mid-America CEO Bill Johnson says converting fixed-rate loans to lower rates while possible was a key element in risk mitigation, as has been the increased farmer utilization of crop insurance. Overall strength in the farm sector is a direct impetus for their performance and their strong numbers for 2012.
Again, I think it reflects really the trend in agriculture that we've been experiencing in the last several years. And there's always winners and losers in agriculture, and I think that's one thing that's important for the general public to know, in that when grain prices are very strong, that tends to hurt the livestock industry, and we see that come and go. But the last few years have been very strong, and we're seeing that the livestock industry is adapting to the new environment and returning to profitability as well.
Farm Credit Mid-America's Bill Johnson. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.